Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. It's nice to be in control, but sometimes it's nicer when you don't have to be in control. Just like driving with a GPS. Now, some of us hardly remember what it was like to have to wrestle with maps while going on a road trip. And if you have a navigator who doesn't seem so competent, it is nice to be able to take the map and see where you're going for yourself. But how much nicer to be able to set the GPS, to be able to sit back, relax, and even though you might say, gee, I wouldn't expect that we'd be going this way, you find that it's the shortest way in the end. And so we also navigate in many other aspects of life. And so likewise, we have relationships that enable us to not always be the one in control. And that's important. Has there ever been a champion athlete who hasn't had a coach? If you've ever been in a sport or you've observed them, then you know that anyone who competes needs someone who's able to see the event with perspective that the athlete doesn't have, or has experience that the athlete doesn't have. And so the athlete needs to have somebody he can trust, somebody to whom he can submit. As we celebrate the Ascension, continually and embracing and owning more thoroughly this Ascension tide, we can recognize that you and I don't have to be in control. This is indicated by Stephen when he says, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Stephen knows that Jesus is loving by his example on the cross. Jesus has his best interests in mind, to say the least. He also is Lord, so he's in control. Stephen saw him in a vision at the right hand of God. With these two facts together, Stephen is able to give all to him, to trust him, to let Jesus be in control. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. This one statement encapsulates our Christian commitment, and it can focus the Christian mind. My oldest son, Isaac, in a Greek course, studying ancient Greek, was assigned the entire book of Acts to read with his class. And he parked on this passage, even this verse, and made it his own. Now, Isaac was in a position to be a spiritual mentor for many of his peers. He was in a position to encourage them and even to inspire them. And so some of you may remember at his funeral, I recounted what one of his friends shared with us, that he told them to pray those words of Stephen regularly. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And just a few days ago, just last week, I happened to come across one of his pocket notebooks, and I found those words written in Greek at the back for quick reference of his pocket notebook. And so in the last few days, I tried praying these words in earnest. And it changed my focus on what to talk about today, rather than looking at all three passages and thinking more generally. It helped me to appropriate more thoroughly what it means to know Jesus, who is on the throne. So let's consider how these words can open our eyes to the same. This prayer can serve as a reorienting prayer, similar to the Jesus prayer. If you're familiar with the Jesus prayer, that prayer known through Christendom throughout the centuries, it's often prayed in such a way that we say, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Breathing in, Lord Jesus Christ, breathing out, have mercy on me. And these words of Stephen can be prayed in a similar way. Lord Jesus, breathing that in, breathing out, receive my spirit. I don't think this prayer replaces the Jesus prayer with all its centuries of precedent. But I've found, I think you will find, that when you say this at the right moment, it calls you to another level of commitment. When you say Stephen's prayer, then in that moment, you are holding nothing back from Jesus. And anything temporal fades from view. And this can enable you to follow. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Breathing in the Lord Jesus reinforces the idea that you're not just giving something, but you're receiving from Jesus first, which is important because the effect is, I will give everything to the one who has given everything for me. Stephen is following in the footsteps of Jesus, who gave everything on the cross. And so when we say Lord Jesus, the name Jesus in the Hebrew means God delivers or God saves. And so, as we know so well, that our Lord gave his life on the cross to save you. And so that inspires trust, just breathing in Lord Jesus. And that leads to a simple fact, which immediately follows, that after he gave all for us by giving his life, Jesus remains Lord. Lord Jesus, the one who Stephen saw at the right hand of the Father. So Jesus is both loving and in control. And so for this reason, we also know a very simple fact. It's driven home for us as we say these words. There is only blessing in following God, and there is always blessing in following God. He is loving, and he is in control. So it makes perfect sense to give all to him in return. Receive my spirit. In light of this, we have eternal perspective with temporal effects. Eternal perspective in that we're following our Lord Jesus Christ, who said similar words on the cross. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. But there's temporal effects that God's kingdom goes forward after a prayer like this. The context of our passage was that Jesus was slandered, which is why he was being stoned in this passage. This is the moment of his martyrdom. And so how could he know after the slander, these trumped up charges, that his life's witness could be corrected? Well, he was able to let go in this moment, to trust in our Lord, because our Lord is on the throne and he is in control. So Stephen was able to leave everything into his hands, knowing that our Lord was able to take care of the temporal details, even as he's able to entrust his soul to him eternally. And we see the effects of this by the very fact that this whole account is given to us as a one who left a powerful witness, who is pure of heart, who is full of the Holy Spirit. And so this proves to us that nothing is lost to God. That inspires trust. The same is true for you at every moment. So your plan for the afternoon may have been derailed because somebody has expected something else of you. What will you do? Will you insist upon your own way? Or will you trust in God? Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. So the one who gave all for you on the cross continues to give all for you. and he's in control, so that you can trust to him the present circumstances of your life, even as you die a thousand deaths as you follow him throughout the course of your life. And this is a living, dynamic relationship. And you can realize that no matter what, you can hold nothing back from him. You can commit all to him, and he will show you what to do. The one who laid down his life for you and is at the right hand of God continues to take care of everything for your good and for his glory. So as a result, you can lay down your life for him. He is in control. And so, it's like this. I remember the story of my father who was under the control of a football coach. And this man lorded his position over their lives. And they practically hated him for it because there was no corresponding love. You know, run till you drop, that kind of a thing. He was in control. He did make them do much. Could they trust in his decisions? Did they trust in his best interest for them? No, of course not. They second-guessed him. That was his freshman year of high school. The second year, they got a new coach. And everything about the way his coach, his demeanor, the way he lived his life, he didn't talk about how they knew this. He didn't give any details, but he said, we knew that he would die for us. As a result, he said, we were willing to do anything for him. Did they always understand why he called the plays that he called? Of course not. But they're willing just to let him be in control. He had the perspective. He had the experience. They just needed to run that play in that moment, knowing that he had their best interest in mind. And as a result, he was able to make state champions out of them. In fact, my father showed me a picture of how he was on the all-state team, where they take the best players from the state, put them together, and say, well, this is our ideal team for the state. But he said, oh, I wasn't, that was nothing. I wasn't really any good. And I could tell that it wasn't a false humility. He really believed it wasn't a big deal. So who got the credit? The one who called the plays. The one he was able to entrust every moment to as he gave a witness playing those games. And so it is for you and me. We have one who can be in control. The one who has that perspective. The one who has your best interests in mind. Who did give all for you. And so what is the barrier for you? Where is it hard for you right now to give up everything for God, to walk in his ways? Look at Stephen, who through trusting in the witness of our Lord, knew, who was able to have love for God and love for neighbor. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And then immediately after, forgive them, following the way of our Lord, forgiving his persecutors. As you come to communion today, think of where is it hard for you to follow. Know that our Lord is with you in these moments. And say to him, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. His providence will take care of your deepest needs. The one who gave all for you will enable you to give all for him. May this be the pattern of our lives as the pattern of Christ's life becomes breathed into us today.